Go. Today on my Fix It Up Life.
It's all about giving back, cool tooling, and getting work done at the National Association for the Remodeling Industry inside the Remodeling Show in Chicago.
We're talking volunteer victory with Rebuilding Together star players who are in it and win it.
And we get so powered up, the lights might dim when we plug in to talk tools and terrific work with DIY Network DIY Guru, Brandy.
Rip, run, remodel, and renovate. It's time to make something great.
And it's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight, into my Fix It Up Life.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are in the Nary booth at the Remodeling Show.
We are.
On the ground.
We are. We're surrounded by all of these awesome displays of cool products. And I just had a nice picnic with you in the Boneyard.
Yeah, we had a picnic in the Boneyard.
Does anybody know what the Boneyard is? Besides us?
Nobody knows what the Boneyard is.
Oh.
It's behind the scenes at the Remodeling Show.
The inner sanctum. Where all the action happens.
We're all the live demo guys,
yes,
who do the live demonstrations and clinics here. These A-players, A-teamers.
It's where they keep all their tools.
Keep all the gear that makes this happen.
Yeah.
And it doesn't just grow there. These guys design it. It's awesome.
So coming to Chicago for this particular event is also a romantic getaway when we get to lunch in the Boneyard.
Oh, nothing sweeter than lunch in the Boneyard, except maybe talking
sweet
to Charlie Szymanski, CEO of Rebuilding Together.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Who has taken this job on. Of this huge, huge job.
Taking the reins.
It's cool.
Yeah?
It's cool.
Can I ask you one impossibly vague question and
please
hope you have a specific answer?
Please.
You've risen to a station in life. You're a grown man. You've got a family, kids, all this other stuff. Of all the choices you could have made for your working life at this stage of your career, why Rebuilding Together? Why now?
Well, the simple answer is there is an enormous growth in the need of underserved populations in this country, and homeowners in particular. Low-income homeowners have grown, senior citizens in particular, have grown by more than 25% in the last 7 years, folks that live below the poverty line, and these are the folks that have to make those most difficult decisions between their own prescriptions, their medicine, putting food on the table, and then something's wrong with the house. And they have an unsafe home. It's either code violation, it's grandma that now is in a wheelchair and needs a wheelchair ramp, and Rebuilding Together is able to organize and bring together 100,000 volunteers from throughout the country to accomplish more than 10,000 rebuild projects with a value of more than $100 million each year in this country. How cool a mission is that?
It's a very cool mission. And we're excited because we're here celebrating, you know, the muscle, the whole, you know, the, what's a good word to describe all the skilled trades people?
Well, it's that, I'll do it now. It's that brutal blend of brain and brawn. Yeah, I alliterated all that.
All right.
It takes a special kind of person to be able to hold someone's hand in a kitchen remodel,
yep,
and then go up on a 10-pitch roof and slam shingles on all day.
Yep.
That's just not everybody.
And those are the guys that are here right now at the remodeling show.
Yes, that's there every day.
And I should add 15,000 of them nationwide are members of the Rebuilding Together network of volunteers that are not just doing those crazy things, but doing them for free for a family member in need, or for a community member in need, somebody they've never met, somebody they wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go help somebody today. I've never met them before, but I know they need my help, and I know they need my skills. 15,000 of those throughout,
wow,
the country.
That's
and
a huge number.
We need more.
Oh, we will always need more. We'll always need more. That growth in demand for seniors living below the poverty line, just in the last 4 years alone, the number of veterans living below the poverty line has grown by 1 million. 1 million veterans in the last 4 to 5 years alone that all live below the poverty line.
That just
and they need
be
our help.
That just,
yeah,
can't. That,
yeah,
that
that's
just
right
can't be.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Yeah,
that's
you're
wrong
right. That's
it should
wrong
be illegal.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
what inspired the cause? I understand all the giant macro stuff you're talking about. When you wake up in the morning, what inspired you to get into this field at all?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mark. Everything I've done since I was a very young kid has been helping people who need help, underserved populations, so on. Like most of us, my parents taught me the value of being involved in your community. When it came to Rebuilding Together, it was a very simple calling that says, we have people living in unsafe homes. You know, I've seen too many seniors sitting on their deck out in front of their house with their walker, and then struggling to get down the steps to get to the sidewalk to go to the grocery store. And we just can't have that. We've got to do what we need to do, and that's where the calling was for me.
I love that.
That is fantastic. So it's a huge component of skilled trades. It's a huge component of volunteers. It's a huge component of passion. It's a huge component of doing good, doing right, and taking a break, which is something we have to
do
right now. We'll be back with more from the NARI booth at the remodeling show. Back with more. Might mix it up on.
She was an American girl, raised on the promises. She couldn't help thinking there was a little more life somewhere else. For all there was a great big world with lots of places to run to. And if she had to die, try and she, one promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy baby.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect, but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Waves crashing on the beach, and for one desperate moment there, he crept back in a memory.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life NARI booth.
Bring it.
Remodeling show. I might have
Bring
to stand
it.
Up because we're joined by DIY Networks, Cool Tools host, someone who's ripping up my papers.
Oh, he's putting his gum inside.
Mr. Polite.
There you go.
Because you know what I would have done with that? Oh, look, carpet.
Yeah, that's not what you do around here.
What is this?
No, that's not polite.
Not my carpet. Don't care.
I'm classy.
Well, you are classy.
I'm very classy.
You know, you bring this whole event up a couple of
How
months.
Long have you been planning this?
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever made a plan before?
There's no plan.
It's just...
No plan.
It's just all flow.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens, and we get our information, we keep going. I love it.
That's
it's
cool.
Downhill all the time. All the time.
You're like an avalanche.
Avalanche.
It's just like you're just going down the mountain, gathering up all the stuff as you go. You're just like a big old pile of stuff.
I've actually been buried in a hole to simulate an avalanche and had a dog come and get me, dig me out, and I put bacon on me. But yeah, dog came in, scooped me out. It was awesome.
So what are your other hobbies?
You know,
so
jumping off
exciting.
Of... Yeah, jumping off of curbs.
Yeah.
Do you parachute?
Off of a curb.
Off of a curb. All right, very good. You must... Do you wear the flight suit?
I was too big to parachute. I tried to go parachute once, and they were like, how much do you weigh? Nope, can't go.
When the plane couldn't get off
hurt.
The ground?
I'm still hurt. I can't take it.
Oh, poor baby. I'll buy you an ice cream cone later. It'll be okay.
Thank you.
It'll
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what I need is ice cream.
Yeah, it'll be
okay. So when you fly commercial airliners, do you actually need a military troop transport, like a C-111 or whatever that is?
First class will do. I can fit in that seat.
All right.
And a snack.
Okay. Let's talk about some tools.
Sorry.
I got to change the subject. I got to move forward.
Grundy.
Going down the avalanche.
DIY Network.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool
ATTV,
tools.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see them all.
I do. I see a lot of tools.
You travel around the world. Yeah.
What do you see? Like, you go somewhere, pick one. What do you see?
Let's say I'm in Hong Kong. Okay, and I see a ton of tools. They're all out for display. Everybody can see what they want, and depending on how much money you want to spend, it could be a massive amount of technology and whatever, or it could be a gadget. You know, it could be the realm of it. It could be anything.
So What if I want to spend like $1 billion? Mm-hmm. What can you set me up with?
I can get you a night with Grundy. No problem.
That's only really? A bill. Cool bill.
I'll cut you a break. Yeah. 3/4 of a bill. For you.
I got it. Honey, I'll be busy later.
Should you get... We're married.
We're going to be going in the dog and the stuff and the tree.
Oh, you're going to get rescued in an
yes,
avalanche?
That's what we're doing.
You can't bring a hair dryer in there. Okay.
Jump it off a curb. It's going to be good.
So, research and development.
Okay. Yes.
R&D.
Like... I have an idea
mm-hmm.
to make a product or make a product better.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
I've seen that, and I've had my own ideas, you know, in the past. You know, I've actually been at a couple of companies, you know, and one in particular, I said, you know what you could do to move some of these tools?
You're talking about moving product.
I'm talking about moving product.
The needle.
The needle
now,
has got
now
to go.
We're talking about Grundy Business C.E. Grundy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There
Let's
you
get
go.
This
okay.
to market. My idea, because you know how gearheads are. You know how tool guys are.
Yes. Yeah.
We want to see what's happening all the time. I say make all your tools clear, okay? You can see the motor. You can see what's happening, the blocks, everything. And then when a person sees that, they're going to buy that tool immediately. And they are going to keep it clean. They're going to keep it holstered. They're going to keep it's going to be ready at all times, man. What's up? All the gears, everything's going to happen.
Like it.
And you can
like
see it. Oh. I mean, that's a great idea.
It's a fashion trend, too. Like, it's totally, you're just, like, hitting everything.
Grundy.
Yes.
You know what?
You're going to call me at Vogue. I mean, seriously. You'll be walking on the runway.
That's what I'm saying. Would you buy all of these vegetables if you didn't know what was in it? Look at that. You can see right through it. You know what you're getting.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
You know what's a great one?
Brand manager.
Brand manager.
You.
You know
I broke the chair laughing, by the way. I just ripped it apart, howling laughing at you.
Seriously?
Yeah, I went back and almost kept going.
I wonder if there are any handy people here at the remodeling show.
Does anybody have an impact driver, framing
really
nailer,
know.
Flooring
I
nailer?
I got some gum.
Oh, hey, put it
oh,
in.
Oh, you do?
I got gum.
Yeah, put it in.
There you go.
And that has been MacGyvered.
And fixed.
Yeah, that's
you know
done.
What I saw? A see-through P-trap. Right? It's a,
We're under your sink.
We're under your sink. You don't know what's in there. You don't know if there's
that
a clog.
That scares me a little bit.
I'm telling you, but you know, you're under the sink. You know, it's your kitchen. You put it in there. You know what's in there.
Yeah,
you
it's all your own filth.
It's your own stuff.
Yeah, but who wants to look at their own filth?
Kind of, I do.
I mean, seriously, who wants to look at their own filth?
You keep the door closed. Okay.
It's not up at eye level.
You keep the door closed.
Well, you guys have put it up at eye level.
No, that's where you put it, though. You actually pump it up over the see-through and then down. And
yeah,
now you've
like
got
go.
An exploded kitchen. That's
I'm
what
just
it is.
Saying.
Really?
I'm just saying.
We want to make the whole house out of, like,
I
want to
run it through clear plumbing pipes now.
So you can see.
Yeah. So you can see.
Where's the problem? Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
I don't want to seal that.
Maybe not all
mug.
The pipes are clear.
It saves you time. It saves you money. You're... I'm telling you. And not only was it see-through, it also had a knob to clear whatever clog was there. So it had paddles, and it would just... You could spin the knob,
there's
clear
like
it.
Little guys rowing in there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Fantastic.
Great idea.
That is unbelievable. But at the same time, which apparently they haven't adopted it yet. No.
Tools are still encased in deception. So. Once they're clear, then we'll know.
Well, maybe the thing is that they all have to have that color, their branded color, but they
sure.
can make all the gears that branded color.
Yeah,
why not?
I'm telling you.
Not?
Or write your name on it, whatever. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
That's my idea.
Really cool.
So geek me back out
mm-hmm.
on you've got, they design it, then they like print it up on a MakerBot, something or other.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, it's a circular saw?
It's a circular saw. There's all the testing. There's the 3D printing. There's so many generations before they get to that. But, yeah, going from start to finish on a project on a new tool is a phenomenal road to take. It is so much fun. I was at Black & Decker, and they showed me some great stuff. Porter Cable showed me the process. It's amazing, the smart people that are involved in this. They're like NASCAR engineers. It's amazing.
That NASCAR engineers, I love that. So there are about 400 different roads I can go down with that. I'm just going to shuffle my papers a little bit because
sure.
I don't think
Seriously?
I should go down any of them.
No, you shouldn't.
They're
no,
good people.
You shouldn't.
So cool tools
yeah.
on the 4,000 seasons
yeah.
of that show on
uh-huh.
DIY Network.
Mm-hmm.
Can you Total Recall?
Okay.
In alphabetical or all, every single tool that he's ever looked at?
That or the most expensive item
oh, geez.
At retail.
Something you would buy for me.
That... It could be less than a cool bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's just too much. We've done a show on mega tools where we've done excavators and bulldozers and things like that. We had a rescue show once where we did a fire truck.
Ooh.
You know, we did a military show. We did a Black Hawk. So,
oh,
you know,
it's got to be the Black Hawk.
So Black Hawks are pretty good. The Chinook was awesome. It can carry a Black Hawk inside of it. So you know what I'm talking about.
Can it?
It's you can all your Humvees and everything, you can drive them right up into the Chinook.
Yeah, did you get to drive that?
I got to get into the Chinook, and as we were taking off, I saw my producer in the distance going, no! No! And I'm screaming at the pilot, take off! Take off! So we got up. It was not. Don't tell DIY.
What base did you do that on?
That was at the Air National Guard in Florida. And
wow.
it was awesome. I also went to Kuwait, and we were doing a man cave episode with Jason Cameron, and the co-host is
Tony Siragusa,
and we went to Kuwait, and we did a US 010, redid that, and in that, got to get into a Humvee with a mounted 50 caliber gun on it. Woo, baby! Man, we lit up some desert.
Did you get...
Oh, yeah, got all of it.
Was your face, like, going back and forth from the recoil?
It was amazing. It was an amazing thing, but getting in that Black Hawk to drop us off in the desert was... It was phenomenal.
Wow. I can just imagine that. Like, Jason doesn't mess around either.
No, Jason goes big.
He does crazy stuff.
He does crazy stuff.
Free time.
Here was this crazy thing he did. I got there 12 hours before him. He gets to the base, army everywhere. He says to me, hey, Grundy, how's the gym here? What? I don't know how the gym is, man. Ask me how the chocolate cake is. It's right over there. I can hook you up with cake. But hey, in his defense, he went to the gym. 12 hours on a plane, got off, went to the gym.
Well, it's a fitness model, you know? You got to keep it up.
Well, we got to military press ourselves into a break. Curl on up. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life from the Dairy Booth, the remodeling show in Chicago right after this.
Cause I'm more than you bargained for, yes. I've been dying to tell you anything you want to hear. That's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass next to the mausoleum. The notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Going down, down, going down, down. Loaded gun complex, cocky loaded. We're going down, down, in an early round. Sugar, we're going down, swinging, being number one with a bullet. Loaded gun complex, cocky loaded.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we've landed in another segment. Unfortunately, we haven't landed from a Black Hawk helicopter like Grundy.
You know what? I wouldn't say unfortunately, because I'm more of like a, you know, safety girl, on the ground kind of girl.
Oh, bring that thunder.
Oh, no,
but
thank you.
We are talking about a different kind of thunder than
yes.
that, about blending our work with our community service,
yes,
with just leading a good life, and we're joined by an exemplary member of the NARI organization, Chris Wright, who has done all that stuff.
Who's done a lot of things right.
Oh, what's up?
What is up?
Right.
That's good. Chris, welcome to My Fix It Up Live.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh.
Now,
he's
you
so
have,
too.
You've got like a long list, and you're a young guy too, so I want you
not
to know.
Not that young. There's a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, well, I want you to know out of the gate that I don't like you based on good looks and different success levels, and it's because I'm empty inside. But big 50 remodeler, all kinds of accolades. You've done HUD work. You've done custom homes, but you're still part of that, I don't want to call it smaller, maybe bigger community give back mojo. And what brings you to that? What's your motivation?
Well, I'm, you know, we're here in the NARI booth. I've been a NARI member since I came to the first remodeling show. It was in Indianapolis, my city, in 2009. And I was attracted to the group because it was a group for professionals, people who aspire to be at the top level of what we do in remodeling. And the education opportunities, the certification opportunities, and belonging to a group that, as you mentioned, has a belief in giving back to the community, giving back to the communities that we belong to. We have local chapters. I've been past president of our local chapter in Indianapolis, and you know, all chapters across the country do their own thing and have their own outreach opportunities. We certainly in my market do the same, and in terms of not just representing what we want to be the highest ideals and aspirations as contractors in our industry, but also to give back to our communities with, you know, the opportunities that we have as remodelers to go in and fix things.
So what kinds of projects, you know, examples of things that you have done in the community?
Well, NARI as a whole, you know, as I said, all the chapters, they have their own programs. There are opportunities where contractors will band together and they will build handicap accessible ramps for folks in the community that can't afford them on their own, whether it's a veteran, whether it's someone who's aging and, you know, just needs a little bit of help in getting it out of, in and out of their homes. And there's opportunities for us to come together as a group and avail our resources, the craftsmen that work for us to do those kinds of things on an individual level. I usually go out during the holiday season and try and find a needy family that's maybe having a hard go, that has some things going wrong with their house that, you know, that we can have an impact on their day-to-day lifestyle. And so being able to go in and not just buy some gifts and say goodbye, but really leave something that's going to have a lasting impact on their lifestyle, and something that I as an individual remodeler believe in, and we as NARI professionals as a group believe in.
Wow.
So let's just say on a Saturday you and your guys or parts of your crew or whatever are out there, and you're in a neighborhood and you're building a ramp or repairing a deck or whatever it is. Then the next day you're in a super house that,
sure,
that you're building. Does the conversation sort of turn back a little bit to, you know, I liked those people this weekend? And
it's really rewarding, obviously, being able to have, you know, through the power of what we do, what we have the power to go in and fix for someone, and again, as I said, to impact their day-to-day life, their day-to-day lifestyle. And we do that, obviously, for our life, for our livelihood. We do that every day. We go in and we transform people's homes into these amazing and beautiful spaces, and that is certainly, as a craftsman contractor, I started my company because I was a builder at heart. That's how I got my start. I was, in the beginning, it was just me. I wore every hat, I set every nail, every piece of tile, hung every cabinet, and craftsmanship and building something and seeing something that didn't exist in the morning come to life by the end of the day is a really powerful thing. It's something that it really fed me as a craftsman. And as I've grown my company and I have other craftsmen that work for me, having the power to go in and have really large-scale changes, the opportunity to really transform someone's lifestyle. And yes, we get to work on a lot of really beautiful and amazing and grand-scale homes, but bringing it down to the level of, you know, someone that, you know, their life would be much different had you not gone in and made that change for them, you know, help them out, whether it's, you know, a couple years ago it was a family, it was a woman and her daughters. They'd lived with her mom, who had passed away. They hadn't had hot water in 6 months. because she couldn't afford a hot water heater. And when we got in there, the water heater that was there was descending into the crawl space because everything was rotting, and there was roof leaks and issues like that. And, you know, some of those stories we come to from, you know, stories in the community. Someone knows someone else, and, you know, you put out feelers and find out, you know, who could we maybe go out and help? And, you know, that kind of thing happens all over the country on an individual basis.
You know, I want to ask another question, but we're out of time. We'll have to talk to you again sometime soon.
We would love to visit with you again. That story was powerful. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for all the service that you do, too.
Thank you.
We will be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. Though these waves stringing us along, just know you're not alone. Gonna make this place your home.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
No, you're not alone. Gonna make this place your home.
And we're home.
Inside My Fix It Up Life.
With my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're inside the Nary Pavilion area.
Yes.
At the remodeling show, where the boots on the ground here are the pros that get the work done.
Now, how hard is it for you, when walking by like Mike Girton and those guys doing their demos, to not jump up and try to, like, you know...
You know what?
Are you a little jelly that you're not over there, like, building something and you're just sitting with me?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Mike Girton, Mike Slogan, Rick Arnold,
yes.
Peter Hurd, Frank Caputo, who's not here, Don Dunkley.
Yes.
The guys who bring this show to life, I don't want to jump in there because I learn from them.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, you have the urge.
Well, I totally love to slam on my tools.
It's like if you see a delicious chocolate cake, you're like, oh, I want to have that cake.
Yeah, I don't really equate them to cake.
Really?
No.
Oh, Grundy would if he was still here.
Yeah, he would equate anything to cake.
He said he was a cake model.
He's practically
right?
ready to eat this bench in front of us, so.
But we have a guest here sitting next to me.
Yes, we're joined by Brian Fuller from Lowe's.
Yep, hi.
Presenting. How are you doing, Brian?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Lowe's is presenting Tradesperson of the Year.
Tradesperson of the Year, which is an amazing program, recognizing somebody who gives back, you know, and gives their skills to help others.
And Lowe's.
And the awesomest thing, too, that I love about it, is not only just recognizing them, but they win all kinds of awesome things, like tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, are you a football fan, Brian?
I am. I'm a Bears fan. I'm from Chicago, so.
So you have to be a Bears fan,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that because you're really a Patriots fan, but somebody you know might see it?
No. I'm a Chicago and Illinois guy, so, you know, I grew up being a University of Illinois fan, a Cubs fan, and a Bears fan, and unfortunately I passed all that misery on to my children, so now they're all...
Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations, multi-generation.
They listen to us grumble around the house about how bad we are all the time. But then, you know, the Bears are doing well this year, so we're excited for that as a community. Chicago's a big sports town, you know.
Yeah.
So
it is.
Fun.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Now, you're also working with Rebuilding Together, the Tradesperson of the Year, and with Rebuilding Together chapter builds in the area.
Right. We've been with Lowe's has had a corporate sponsorship with Rebuild Together since 2007. We've given about $9 million in grants as a company to Rebuild Together. Just this fall, we've done $310,000 worth of grants to 32 different affiliates across the country.
Wow.
It's a great partnership for us, and it kind of fits. We want to be in the community helping people remodel their homes, becoming a trusted advisor for people in the community. It's a perfect fit for us. And although we're a for-profit company, we feel that you have to be a good community partner And since I've been with the company for 18 years, I started off part-time in the Peoria, Illinois store. We have always done Lowe's Heroes projects, gone out in the community. We used to do Christmas in April, which Rebuild Together became from Christmas in April, and we've always partnered with them. I've been on a bunch of builds and projects. Recently we did with the Aurora affiliate, I think it was 2011, I was there with two of my stores redoing a home in the Aurora area, and it's good. It's good to see. It's good. All my employees, you know, they live in the communities where they work, and it's good for them to give back. And they see these people as customers. It's a big deal for us. So
now we've been to several Rebuilding Together projects where we see all of the Lowe's employees
there. Yeah, the red
vests come, yeah. And it's fun to see them, but recently we learned about the Lowe's cheer that they do before all the projects too.
Yeah, we do a Lowe's cheer.
Thing.
Yeah, that is.
Yes. Kind of fun, embarrassing?
Yeah.
If I asked you to do it right now by yourself?
I could do it,
yeah.
But I'm not going
to. No,
I would take off the mic. I'm not a... I get myself motivated internally, but a lot of people love that cheer, and we do it at every meeting. We kick off the meetings that way. We
really?
Kick off our morning huddles that way.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. It's
that is
good
so awesome that you guys have your own thing that you do, and it really everybody got into it, and it's just, it is a thing.
So when I was in the Army before I joined Lowe's, and when I was in college, I started working for Lowe's, and the first time I went to a morning meeting, I was just a kid, kind of, they start doing this cheer, and I'm like, what is going on? But you really get into it, and it makes you feel like you're part of a team, and it's good. It's very motivating in the morning to start the day off with something positive, right?
I think everybody should start the day with a cheer.
Yeah.
I think it should just be everybody.
Yeah, my cheer would be cynicism.
Yeah.
Because if you start the day with a cheer, you have cheer all day long.
There you
go.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's our good news. We have bad news. Not really. We have to take a break.
We do.
We'll be back with more. I Fix It Up Life.
Today we switch. Out in the street of a runaway American dream. Tonight we ride to mansions of glory, suicide machines. From some cages out on Highway 9, chrome wheel fuel injector stepping out over the line.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org. Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from My Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're at the Neri booth at the remodeling show. We're surrounded by tools, gear, stuff, and most of
tradespeople.
Yeah.
Remodelers, get builders, guys, you know, who know what to do. A lot of handy men here.
Yes.
I think guys who, you know, build things, kind of hot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just saying. Just saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's how I got lucky. With meeting someone like you,
aww,
who's so fascinating. But it's the skill and the passion that drives the bus to build things that are great, to give back to community, and to even create something like this where our guest Peter Hurd, who is
Hi.
A remodeler and a presenter here at the remodeling show, to share their skills and knowledge and passion with everybody here.
Right on.
So I want to know what I, this is my first time meeting you. Obviously, okay. You guys know each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 So
we've worked together before in JLC events, and we've met several times.
Yes.
So you know all of the crazy antics and.
I don't know if I know all.
Yeah. But you're
Tell
familiar with his work.
Tyvek Mann has, and he have never met.
Okay.
Tyvek Mann is a story that I could share at another
time.
No,
that's okay. I'm very comfortable with
Halloween.
You not sharing
So
yet.
Anyway, Peter, about
but
Tyvek Mann.
I'm curious, what are you teaching here at the remodeling show today?
I'm working with the AZEC company. We're presenting nice upscale exterior finishes using cellular PVC, solid vinyl construction. And then we're showing how that has moved away from just flat boards made of PVC. Now they offer upscale moldings, finished moldings, authentic traditional moldings, all made out of solid vinyl. Of course, lowers maintenance. And then going right up through railings, decking, even brick pavers made of rubber. Recycled
what?
Tires and such, yeah.
That's I like
wild.
That.
All from AZEC.
That's wild. That
they've,
is incredible.
They've come a long way from 1x6 PVC.
From 1x6 boards.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That is really cool.
Now, you live out on Long Island.
That's right, New York.
And yeah, Long Island, New York. And you've seen, part of what you do in your remodeling life is volunteering, and you've seen all kinds of stuff because Sandy really hit hard,
yeah.
Really close to home.
Yeah, just less than a year ago now, yeah. Yeah, I'm just a home improvements contractor out there, and I do have a fair amount of volunteering. It is church-oriented through my church, and there was great need, everyone knows, with the result of the hurricane in last October, and we did see tremendous. But, you know, for me, what I did get to work with some of the help with some of the disaster relief, and I got to work with my whole family, which was great. I have three kids. We worked together with my wife.
How old are they?
They at the time they were 17, 19, and 21.
Oh,
so
perfect.
We were together, and it was awesome. I tell you, it was awesome. I have kind of a history doing a fair amount of volunteering work, and I would be away on weekends and things when my kids were little. But now they've grown up, and they came, and we worked together, and they said, "Oh, that's what Dad's into." They kind of really got it. And that really, I really enjoyed it because it drew us together as a family.
Did you kind of see like it when they were, I don't know, carrying buckets of rocks or mowing grass or whatever it was? Did you kind of see the lights come on?
Absolutely.
Or was it like at dinner later? Or?
No, it was a wonderful thing to see them. It really affect them in their minds and their hearts to be like, I want to be a part. I want to come back tomorrow. We ended up doing it for 5 weeks straight because I didn't have any work, so that kind of helped out. So we ended up being able to do quite a bit of help. And then we followed up some months later with some rebuilding. Initially, it was a lot of cleanup and sanitizing and helping the drying out process, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. What a huge thing for them to be able to be a
yeah.
part of. And what a huge thing for them to see you doing something that they grew
yeah.
up not knowing. It was an abstract concept.
Yeah, well, I didn't do much of that years back. It was more, you know, volunteer construction work and remodeling and things. But still, that volunteer spirit, the idea of giving without pay, they got it. And I'm really glad for that.
Wow.
There is
so
unbelievable value in giving something, expecting nothing, and then seeing what happens as a result. It's a great equation. Peter Hurd, specialist
Thanks
at
so
the
much,
Remodeling
guys.
Show.
Thank
Have
you.
A great
Love
show.
Love having you.
See you soon.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Way back. On the radio dial, I got lists out of bright-eyed child. Every note wraps around a soul. Still get tired of Memphis all the way to rock and roll. Oh, I can hear the playing, I can hear the ringing of a beat-up old guitar. Downtown, where I used to wander, holding up to get tried to, but too young to get inside. I would stay out on the sidewalk, listen to the music playing every Friday night. I can't hear the playing, I can't hear the ringing of a beat of old guitar.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Oh, I can't even say it. Keep on dreaming, even if it breaks too high. Keep on dreaming, even if it breaks too high. Keep on dreaming, even if it breaks too high.
Keep on dreaming, keep on building, keep on doing it right and making it happen right here with us, the Neri booth inside my Fix It Up Life, with my wife Teresa
and my husband Mark,
and we're here with Bill Shaw, NAHB Remodelers Council, who has come to join us to talk about what's going on with NAHB and working with remodelers as a remodeler.
Am I ready?
You're ready.
You're
this
ready.
Is
right.
You.
Ready to hit
it?
This
it's
is
going.
You.
All right.
This semicolon, and then there's no words after
all
it.
Right.
You have to put
okay.
them in.
All right. So what's going on with NAHB? I mean, obviously, the big thing for us tonight is our big gala. We've got a wonderful award ceremony that's going to be over at, what is it called, the Industry University Club. So we're real excited about that. It's a time where we get to honor a lot of the Remodeler of the Year, and we get to give out what we call our Cadre Awards, which is different local councils that have served in different capacities. It's an excellence award, so we're real excited about that.
So the Remodeler of the Year, what do you have to do to be the Remodeler of the Year?
Walk on water.
That's
besides,
pretty spectacular.
Besides
I want to meet the Remodeler
bucks.
Of the Year.
Okay.
Then.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I got to go bribe. How about one of these thumb drives?
Oh, my God.
How about a couple hundred
of
these thumb
okay.
drives?
Yep. Okay, Remodeler.
Three thumb drives, ladies and gentlemen. They're right here.
Oh, Mr. Clement.
Hey, they're all on strings, and my cord's tangled up.
You are a handy guy, right?
Not today.
Not today.
No,
all right,
no,
well, back
not.
Back to answering the question.
Yes.
The Remodeler of the
Walk
Year.
Walk on water.
Yeah, it's a business acumen. It's their what they've given back to the industry, their professionalism, you know, different things they've done outside the industry, you know, charity type projects, what they've done for the Remodelers Council. So it's a pretty big array of questions that you've got to answer. And the person that wins it is one of our, you know, top either in some kind of leadership position or is out there and has a great reputation, you know, in his area.
I bet it's hard to decide who the Remodeler of the Year
it's
is.
It's a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get some phenomenal applications in, and there's a group that sits down together and goes over all those. And
how many applications do you get, can you estimate?
I would say we probably get maybe, 10 to 12 a year that we've got to go through.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty big weed-out thing by the time you got to, you know, fill this in and do all that. So, and, you know, obviously with the recession, everything that's going on now, it's made it more difficult. Mm. So.
Now, when the recession opens up a floodgate of all kinds
oh
of questions.
We could
and
spend all day on that, huh?
Well, as it sort of abates, and I think it's fair to say it's growing out of it economically, do you see pockets where it's just hanging on tooth and nail, or is it even measurable like that?
No, it is measurable, and one of the things we've been doing this year, we're starting out this national mentoring program where we're taking the leadership at the national level, and we're reaching out to these local councils and trying to find out what is going on, what their challenges are, what successes they've been having, how their market is. We're trying to get all that research in. And I would say that what I'm hearing is kind of first in, first out. So those...
I've heard... You know, it's funny. Mm-hmm. I heard that at the beginning.
Yep.
Their Pennsylvania, where we live, is a last in, last out state.
Yep.
So it's funny that you should mention that.
Well, and from Houston, you know, we were the last in. We were just talking a minute ago. We never entered it really until 2011. So we spent 3 years kind of looking around the country wondering, you know, maybe we're just going to skip this one.
Yeah.
But we got hammered in December of 2010. So 11 and 12 and half of 13 have been really, really tough for us. But, you know, nationally, it's a good sign. I'm hearing a lot more about positive things. Dr. David Crow, the NAHB research guy, said that I think there was 260-something markets now that are coming out and that are showing progress, not only in the remodeling end, but in the new construction end, too. So those are good signs.
And is the data granular enough to be able to say that, I'm making this up, outdoor living is a trend, kitchens are a trend, flipping houses is a trend, or is it too early to tell, or all of the above?
I really haven't seen any changes in that. I'm telling you, kitchens and baths never go away. And they're the forefront of our business, and everybody else that I talk to, they're still a primary driving force in remodeling. A lot of the specialty things like the media rooms and some of these, you know, big expensive outdoor kitchens and stuff, obviously that compressed.
Yeah.
So when you start seeing a client called me just last week looking at a media room, it's not phase one, but it's phase two.
Mm.
You know, I'm a little bit excited about that.
Yeah.
We talked to somebody late in summer about, you know, putting a $80,000 outdoor kitchen. So it's starting to come back.
Nice.
People are starting to feel confident.
That's good, because that was me who called.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's bump it up to 100 grand. Williams, you come over, you play. In-house musician.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Come back for burgers, veggies, and more. We'll be here in the Nary booth at the remodeling show at my Fix It Up Life.
When I shuffle through the city on the 4th of July, had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a robber who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment down on Avenue A, I had a car on the corner of town, had my simple lover who was finding the gold, but I've been broken, busted up on the sand. No, love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. World won't wait, so I better shake that thing right out the door.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Yes, I still love you, New York. And I still love you, New York. Well, I still love you, New York.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, my handy husband, Mark.
That's right, that's me. And we are joined by one of the anchors of the remodeling show, JLC Live.
An anchor? Like literally an anchor?
He's at every show.
Yeah.
It's at every show. Mike Slogat, remodeling specialist. And by remodeling specialist, I mean, I'm not sure what he doesn't know about houses, the history of houses, how they're built, how to build them better. And you're at every single one of these shows, and we appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark, Teresa. I appreciate that. I don't know if I know all that stuff, though. I think you laid it on a little heavy there, I think.
Well, you know what? you're tremendous at faking it. Because I think
We believe it. We believe it.
They actually believe
yeah,
it.
They do. It's true.
Well, it's important to get your customers to believe it too, Mark.
Well, you're doing a demo here called the Remodelers Workshop.
Correct.
And it's all about, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's all about giving remodelers tools to work with customers and enabling that relationship to work better. Is that part of it?
To a great degree. You know, knowing how to handle a customer is really important for a good, successful contractor. You're in somebody's house, you're making a mess, you're tearing it apart, you know, you're stepping over the kids' toys. You're in their family for a period of time. So how can you minimize that? That's important to make sure that the homeowner is always comfortable. Obviously, a remodel where they move out of the house, that's nice, but doesn't always happen. So how does a contractor do it better, quicker, and use some really good techniques to make sure that they've got the job done right the first time?
So one of the biggest things that contractors wrestle with is dust.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. That's one of the things, no matter how much you can tell, you know, mommy people like me, that there's going to be dust, you're always surprised that there's dust. You're always surprised at the amount of dust that could happen in your house.
I'm never surprised, but the homeowners
are. That's what I hear, you know, from girlfriends, from people I know, that they're always surprised, even though up front they're told, well, there's going to be a little bit of mess and confusion.
I've had it. I've written it down. I've emailed it. There's going to be dust.
You prepare them for the worst, and when it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be, you're a hero.
Not a bad approach.
Yeah.
I told him I'd try to minimize it and then failed.
Well, you should have not said that.
As far as controlling dust, what do you do?
Well, there's a lot of ways to approach that. One of the things being that I've also had some certifications for mold remediation. We always look at negative air pressure in a building to take our workspace and make sure that the air is going one direction that's outside the room to the exterior, or if it's in a case where we're doing there's lead paint involved, obviously that's a different scenario. We want to make sure we control that environment because we don't want it in the rest of the house. So there's negative air machines that you can get. That's the high end. But even just sticking a fan in the window, closing the door, and making negative air pressure so that any dust that you're creating while you're working is being evacuated outside, that makes a big difference. It doesn't travel through the rest of the house. Just being a little bit more careful how you work and think about protecting the surfaces, the carpets, and everything else. Those are important factors.
Now, what can customers do? What would you love it if every customer did to make it easier for you to communicate with them and to make the whole process easier?
Oh, you're talking about communication.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
It could be cookies. It could be anything.
Well, I think just take everything out of the house, let me do my job, and come back and put it all back. But that's not going to happen.
That's a good fantasy.
That is a fantasy. Most of the time, you just can't do it. So what we're trying to do is cover as much of the personal effects as possible and mitigate the amount of dust that's getting all over the place and prepare them for it. But there is no ideal situation. One of the things in remodeling, what we try to do, and we're going to teach a seminar on this later on today, is try to stay out of the house as much as you can. If you put an extension on the back, do all as much work, get the drywall done before you bust into the main house, and the amount of invasion is little. It can't always do it, but that's part of a strategy that helps keep the customer happy. The happier customer is more likely to write the check at the end of the week when you need it. But the guy that's really upset because you haven't prepared him for the mess and for your guys are, you know, walking through their living room, oh, good morning, Mrs. Smith, how you doing? You know, I didn't know you were going to be here at 7 o'clock.
Good and they're just storming through like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And carpenters and remodelers forget that it's work for them, but somebody actually lives there.
Yeah, that's somebody's house, you know. And it's funny, you develop a relationship with customers. I've walked in and I always try to, you know, let's leave a window out and have a little flap that we can get in and out so we don't have to go through the house at 7 in the morning. And we're working on the new kitchen and we came snuck in the back way and the customer hands me a cup of coffee. He says, morning, Mike, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you doing?
That's really sweet.
It is, because you develop that relationship.
Did it come like right through the plastic?
No.
She was with it.
Yeah. She knew how I took my coffee, too. That was neat.
Oh, that's really good.
That is really nice.
That's really a good story. And as far as tools go, do you try to set up cut stations outside? Do you try to bring them inside? Or
when possible. I mean, some things, if you're cutting crown molding and it's really complex, for you to cut outside, that's going to add a day and a half and years to my life. You know, I'm up and down the stairs or whatever. So there are things. You do set up a cut station often in the work area. But newer tools today, and some of the ones we're using at the remodeling show, have got dust extraction. They've got all ways to collect this dust into HEPA filters. That keeps a lot of it down. worked a little room, you know, put plastic up and cut in there, and that keeps it to a minimum. And that's what, when people see that, they go, wow, you know, this guy's really taking, he wants to keep the house clean. The little bit of dust is a little bit more tolerable because they see the effort that you're putting forth on.
We've got to put in some effort getting out of here. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more from the Nary Booth at the Remodeling Show and more of my Fixing Up Line.
She calls me Goliath and I wear David's hat. Guess the stones are coming too fast for her now. Though I'd like to believe that the nervousness will pass. Stones are gonna build up a wall. I have become cumbersome to this world. I have become cumbersome to my girl. I'd like to believe it's a wrecking time affair.
Bringing it back.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life.
And we're at the end of the show.
So check us out on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Watch our videos on YouTube.
See what we're pinning on Pinterest. Email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
And stop by here again for more My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into my fixed life. This is my fixed life. My crazy fixed life. This is my fixed life. Pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory. But I'd like to wait and see. You might be first aid on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into my fix it up life. My fix-it up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. With the referee, I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fixed up life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want? Running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we